Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hey, Halls. So, Brinley had this great idea that we should all write you letters. But, you know, I'm more into numbers than letters. So, it's easier just to record this on my phone. Sort of like you did with Dr. Farber, right? Not that you'll hear it, but, I had to do it now because, well, I don't think I've ever missed you more than I do in this moment. Guess where I am? Here, I'll give you a hint. Whittier Middle School. It's so weird being here without you. The official story is that the whole dad taking the helicopter thing was one big misunderstanding. Oh, and while we were away, you were reunited with your bio family, so, that's why you're not here. I mean, it wasn't totally a lie, I guess. And anyway.
Hey, Cyrus!
Hey, Zane, long time no see! Where was I? Oh, Mom went back to work in the research lab at Whittier Corp. I know, she's working with Angelica and Dr. Whittier. Can you believe it? Hang on a sec, I'm trying to find my new locker. I think it's over here, and no way, you'll never guess who it's next to. Hey, Brinley!
Cyrus!
You took off so fast when we walked in, we never compared our class schedules.
I was just catching up with Jesselyn and Montgomery here.
Oh, hey there.
Do we have to talk to him now that he's, like, inhabiting your house?
Well, technically she's inhabiting my house, but...
He couldn't even make stealing a helicopter look cool, am I right, Brinley?
Cyrus didn't steal the helicopter.
It's okay, Brinley.
How could he, when he can barely climb a flight of stairs without puking? He's totally afraid of heights. Right, Sinus?
What?
Trapped on the road with those freaks must have been a nightmare.
Yeah. Anders' family? More like Adam's family.
We better get off to class. Bye, Brinny.
Bye. So, school.
What was that?
Huh? What do you mean?
The way you acted just now.
Oh, that? It was just joking. You know how those two are. And I have a reputation.
You don't say.
What else am I supposed to say? Can't tell them the truth. We're just pretending like everything's the way it used to be, right?
You're the expert when it comes to pretending.
What? No, what I just did, that was pretending. This part is real. You know I didn't really mean any of that stuff. Where?
Don't. What was it you said when we made that pact? Oh, yeah. Never apologize for who you really are.
Cyrus!
Later, Brinley.
How come Cyrus and Brinley get to go to school and I have to come to this dumb old lab with you, Mom? I can practically smell the evil lurking behind these walls.
Very dramatic. But your class is on a field trip, so the teacher thought tomorrow would be better for your first day.
But I love field trips.
Ivan welcomes back Monica Anders.
Ivan? Look at you!
Hey, it's that cool robot thingy Cyrus told us about.
The last time I was here, Ivan was just a computer system. Now it's the entire building.
Hello, Mr. Weird Robot Arm Man. I'm Birdie.
You are a human being, not a birdie, but greetings anyway.
Hey, wonder if he makes milkshakes too. Yo, Ivan, can I get a chocolate extra thick with sprinkles and...
Now entering, Dr. J.P. Whittier.
Way to kill my buzz, Robot Arm Man.
Monica, you're here. Don't you find this exhilarating? It's as though we never left.
You can't actually think I'm happy to be here.
I'm just marveling at how it's all come full circle.
The last time I was in this room, I was getting fired for trying to save children. And I thought we were on the same side.
Let's not dwell on the past.
Dwell on the past? Do you know how I spent the last 13 years trying to rescue the kids you abandoned? Just like the ones you dumped in the ocean?
Those aren't kids.
Holiday is so a kid, and so is Badger. I don't care what you say.
It's okay, Birdie.
If it's so upsetting to you, why did you agree to come work here, Monica?
To make sure you and Angelica don't hurt anyone else ever again.
Mom for the win. Booyah!
Now entering, Angelica Graves.
And yet another buzzkill.
Oh, look with the robot arm dragged in.
Oh, look. A ratchet old witch with lipstick on her teeth.
Birdie, that's enough. But you do have lipstick on your teeth, Angelica.
All right, let's get down to business. Why did you call for us this morning, Angelica?
This is my attempt at transparency. I've sent Magnus and some others on a new operation today, and I thought you might like to bear witness. I wasn't expecting the child.
The child?
The details are in these files.
Who's Genevieve Reardon, and why do I care that she's on a train through the Andes?
It's not about who she is, it's about the plans she's carrying. Plans for a device that can cut power to entire cities with a push of a button, and that, if put in the wrong hands, could cause instability throughout South America.
You're sending the Witt kids to intercept it.
That's right. Reardon doesn't know we're coming. It should be a simple mission. Board the train, take the plans in and out, unless...
Unless what?
Well, now that the four are reunited, we expect them to strike soon.
Holiday?
Oh, no.
So it's true. Holiday has reunited with the other prototypes.
Yes. She's with Badger and the others.
They'll try to get their hands on the plans, but we won't let that happen. Not this time.
Don't you hurt Holiday.
That's not up to me. We're the good guys, Monica. The four are the ones who need to be stopped.
I really hate that woman.
Yeah, Bird. Me too.
So Casey never came back to school, Miss Donahue?
No, Cyrus. It's my understanding she transferred not long after the science fair.
Transferred?
That's all I know. Sorry. See you in class tomorrow.
Bye.
Cyrus, wait up. I'll walk with you.
I don't know. The curb is pretty high, Brinley. What if I start puking?
Okay, you're mad at me. I get it. I made a joke. Get over it already.
Gee, I feel so much better after that heartfelt apology. Thanks, Brinley. Bye.
Wait, I wanted to... Did you find anything out about Casey?
Not your problem.
I told you I want to help.
I don't need your help.
Okay, well, you don't have to be a jerk about it. I mean, what'd I do?
Are you seriously asking me that?
Look, I tried to apologize. What else do you want from me?
I want you, for once in your life, to be a human being, to think of somebody, anybody besides yourself. After everything we went through together, I thought you were different, that we were... But now I know that Brinley Pasternak is still the same selfish, stuck-up, two-faced brat she's always been.
Wow. That's really what you think?
What else could I think?
Okay, fine. You're right. I'm pure evil. You shouldn't have anything to do with me. Go find your freaky spy girlfriend, build robots, and talk neurons for the rest of your life. See if I care.
I can't wait to find Casey again. She'd never throw me under the bus or make fun of me the way you did today. I can't believe I ever thought we could be...
We could be what?
Forget it. I'll see you around.
See you around.
Welcome to Whittier Labs. Where the
Hello.
Future
Welcome to Whittier Labs. Today. How can I help you?
My name is Brinley Pasternak. The G is silent.
Okay.
You've probably heard of me. Took down a bunch of child catchers. Maybe they sent around an email or something. Now turn on your little headset and let Angelica Graves know I'm here.
Young lady, I don't know who you are, but this is a place of business, and Miss Graves...
Trust me. When Angie hears it's me, she'll roll out the red carpet. Tell her it's about Casey Dupree.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's-
GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
Hi, I'm Ava DeMary, and I play Brinley Pasternak on 6 Minutes. We'll be back with more 6 Minutes soon. In the meantime, binge season 1, 2, and 3, and listen to Remy's Life Interrupted and GZM Rewind so you're ready.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.